AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Russian President Vladimir Putin says accusations that President Trump colluded with Russia show disrespect for those who voted for Mr. Trump. And he says the allegations are damaging the U.S. political system. During his annual news conference, Putin again denied claims that Russia meddled in the U.S. election. You would get a tax cut under a deal congressional Republicans have glued together. The plan is for the House and the Senate to vote next week. Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
President Trump says Americans will see some quick benefits if lawmakers get him a bill by Christmas.
The IRS, this is just out, this is breaking news, has just confirmed that Americans will see lower taxes and bigger paychecks beginning in February.
He's hailing the legislation as a boon for America's working class, trying to offset concerns it'll mainly benefit the rich. But Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says there's a reason the bill's unpopular.
The public knows about this bill,
saying the bill will clearly help America's wealthy on the backs of others. Sagar Magani at the White House.
TV talk show host Tavis Smiley denies groping or inappropriately exposing himself to co-workers. Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
Tavis Smiley's show has been pulled from PBS. This after the network says that it conducted an independent investigation into what it calls troubling allegations of misconduct. The investigation was conducted by an independent law firm, and PBS says the investigation turned up multiple credible allegations of Smiley conducting himself in ways that were inconsistent with the standards and values of PBS.
A man accused of ramming a car into a crowd of people in Charlottesville, Virginia, faces a court hearing today. It happened during a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville. He's charged with second-degree murder. This is AP Radio News. A key interest rate is going up. Warren Levinson on the Federal Reserve Board's decision.
The Federal Reserve says falling unemployment and a moderately expanding economy make it safe enough to raise a key interest rate another quarter of a percent,
bringing it to 1.25% to 1.5%.
Fed Chair Janet Yellen says the board expects to raise rates three times next year as the labor market remains strong.
With sustained job creation, ample opportunities for workers, and rising wages.
The Fed boosted its growth forecast for 2018 to 2.5% from 2.1% made at its last meeting in September. The 4% rate forecast by the president, that, Yellen says, would be challenging. I'm Warren Levinson.
A cow believed to have escaped from a nativity scene early this morning found its way onto Interstate 95 in Philadelphia before being corralled by police. The cops boxed in the cow with their cruisers before walking it off the interstate and returning it to the church. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.